Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
On The Lawrence Holmes Show.
I look at bad teams and go, well, someone has to score. And I get that he's doing it at a pretty elite level, but someone has to score for them. And none of the rest of these guys can really get buckets. They're okay, but they can't really get buckets. So there's part of me that feels like his success this year and the All-Star campaign for Zach LaVine is predicated on the fact that he's on a team that can't get buckets.
Did you say All-Star campaign?
No, not All-Star Cameron Payne.
Make me a bicycle clown.
No one's ever going to say that. Ever. Welcome in. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have a lot of stuff planned for the show. Steven Nelson of MLB Network is going to join me at 1 o'clock. I want to talk with him about the AL Central, NL Central, Cubs and White Sox. Ooh, at some point today, boys, can we talk about the spring training caps? At some point, we don't have to do it now, but please, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's trash. Have you seen the White Sox cap? It's trash.
It's like somebody designed that. Then the person who's that person's boss is like, you know what? Fine. And then the boss of that person's like, let's let that go. And then released it to the public.
It looks like someone got their first, like, photo editing software.
Yes.
And they just kind of pasted a picture just to see what it looks like and how to actually do it. And then they're like, yeah, we're good.
All right, so I guess we are talking about this now.
Okay, boss, I got this idea. We take every single logo a team has and put it on top of a hat. How's that sound?
Basically, what MLB is doing with the spring training caps, and they do this every spring training, they do something new, is they're going to put two logos together on a cap and then, like, personalize it to the city on the back of the cap. There are a couple that look good. The Astros one, I think, looks good. I think the Padres one looks good with the Friar and the SD in the right colors and the brown and yellow. That looks good. The Blue Jays one to me looks good. The White Sox one looks terrible.
It's the worst of them, and it's not close.
It's not even close. Those are two great logos that would be fine by themselves. You know how many White Sox caps I own? I own 15 different White Sox caps. 15. And I looked at that spring training one that also apparently has deep dish pizza on the back, even though tavern style pizza was started on the south side of Chicago. I just turned into Lewis Black there for a minute. Sorry. This looks atrocious.
If they would have just shrunk the SOX, the old English SOX, onto the batter man's shoulder so it fits, it would have been much better. I would not have liked it, but I would have said, okay, I get it.
Yeah. It's problematic. Like, I'm going down to Arizona and I'm going to be like, really? This is what we're doing? This is bad. Okay. Sorry. We meant to start the show this way, as we do with all things, the rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
Here is your rundown for Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. Mookie Betts is now going to be a Dodger because the Red Sox didn't even want to come close to free agency and maybe paying him what he was worth. So they made the trade, and they're going to get Alex Verdugo back.
On this 1-1 from Tinoco, Verdugo swings away, fly ball right field. Different night, same story for a rookie Dodger. Walk-off home run, Alex Verdugo.
Meanwhile, Mookie Betts is the second best player in baseball.
3-1. Oh, my. High fly ball left field.
Well, this is an MVP bow here at Fenway.
What can you say?
And someone is getting my guy Joe Maddon all the presents. Enjoy, Young Jock.
Peterson hits a high fly ball to deep center field. Kane is back. That is gone. Jock Peterson, for the second season in a row, celebrates his birthday with a home run. This one comes on the second pitch of the day. Goes after the first one, hits a rising liner to right, and it's gone again. Jock Peterson's second home run of the day.
And they're also getting Ross Stripling, so he gets a little bit of everything he needs. The Angels team, it might be problematic. It might be problematic. I love that Joe was like, yeah, I'm going to come here, but could you, like, give me a roster to work with? How's that going to go over? Angels find themselves in the playoffs next year.
It's weird that the best player in the game, once he gets other great players around him, will make the playoffs.
Shocking that you could spend money on a guy that's worth $420 million and still sign another guy who's, how much did he get?
$245 million.
How about that? Along with the number one overseas prospect, and never mind, it's totally fine.
But why would Joe want to leave the Cubs then?
On to the Blackhawks. They played their first divisional game, I want to say, since December 13th. It was a tough blow for the Blackhawks.
Zuccarello after it. They beat Keane in the pocket. Takes a look. Here comes Dumba. Matt Dumba off the bench. In front. Scores! And Dumba has won it for the Wild.
You get a point, but you wanted two. But Blackhawks are still in this thing. Hopefully it works out for him. In college sports, Mark D'Antonio resigns from Michigan State by writing a letter after getting a $4.3 million bonus.
Very emotional day today when I told our football team. Obviously very sudden, but I felt like that was what was needed. That was the first place I needed to go to tell the people what was going on, my football team. And our coaches were in there at the same time, so they found out as well. I've shared this information with our administration. We've had talks a little bit about that over the past couple weeks, just which direction to go, how to go about it, if I wanted to do it, if I didn't want to do it, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it probably has nothing to do with the NCAA and lawsuits, right? Nothing to do with that, with improper terminations and stuff like he probably just wanted to spend more time with his family, even though he's going to take another position with the university.
He's going to spend time with Urban Meyer's family.
I mean, they need someone to look after them, too. Over in the South Loop yesterday, DePaul continues to make me furious.
67-59, more dribbles into the front court. Now 3 seconds remaining, a top of the key three, doesn't go. Rebound Reed, and that'll do it. The Demons have lost their fifth consecutive game. They've now dropped 9 of 10 games in Big East Conference play. Xavier 67, DePaul 59.
After starting out 12-1, DePaul's going to end up below 500. That's amazing. That is, unless there is some sort of seismic shift in what happens with them in the last 9 games of the season, they're going to finish below 500.
Very disappointing. I can't believe it. I was on the train. I'm still on the train. They need to do something. I don't know if Dave's the guy.
Get a better train.
You can't. You have an actual NBA player in Paul Reed. You have the point guard that you desperately wanted. You seemingly have depth. This is one of the most disappointing DePaul seasons ever. Ever. All right. Shout out to the Lady Blue Demons, by the way, who are ranked in the top 25 and going to the NCAA tournament yet again, because that's what they do. So let's give them their props. Let's give Northwestern's women's team their props, even though the two men's teams aren't doing diddly poo. Watch Loyola go to the tournament this year, too. Watch.
Well, it's time to call that man up.
Well, I think I watched them play Bradley on Saturday, I think they're, what, in third place in the Valley?
Yes.
And they're starting to peak right now. Watch them get to the tournament. The
place was packed.
Gentile Center. It's a quality venue if you want to go watch college basketball.
That's what I'm saying. DePaul should be calling Porter Moser for a job.
So angry watching DePaul. Like, I didn't think that this would be the year that I'd be getting angry again watching DePaul buckets. I planned. I told Mitch. I said, if DePaul goes to the tournament this year, I'm going to go. And you know what I think I'm going to do? I think I'm going to go watch the women in the tournament this year.
Oh, you don't want to go to the CBI?
I went to the CBI last year. They're not going to be there. Because they're going to be below 500. Because they can't win in the Big East. All right. Speaking of not winning, the Bulls. There's a lot of rumors about Zach LaVine and him maybe being traded. Here's what he said about it.
No, like I always have a year on what's going on. We know it's a business. You know, my first year in the NBA, I had 26 guys in and out the locker room. So I got accustomed to the NBA pretty quickly. You know, you never know, and you appreciate, you know, your time with your teammates. But you have to understand it's a business, too. So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see about that with Zach LaVine. And that is our rundown today for Wednesday, February 5th, 2020. Texter says Northern Iowa taking that Missouri Valley. Well, we'll see about that. They're playing the best right now, but we'll see about that when Arch Madness happens. See what I did there? The bottom of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Yes, go see the men because they've got Illinois, Michigan, and Minnesota there. Single game tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at NUSports.com. But while you're there, see if you can get yourself some tickets to go see the NU women. You can get those tickets, I'm sure, at NUSports.com as well. We need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about Mookie Betts being traded. It bothers me. It bothers me more than I expected, even though because you're stealing yourself for stuff like this to go on in baseball, and you're wondering if the same thing is going to happen with Chris Bryant. The whole thing stinks to me. I'll explain to you why next. Here.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
On the score. So Mookie Betts gets traded. The Red Sox feel that they weren't in a position to sign him to an extension and didn't want to take the risk of allowing him to go to free agency. So they traded him in a three-team trade between the Red Sox, the Dodgers, and the Angels. The Angels came up in this trade. Getting young Jock? Meet me at the trap. It's going down. And Ross Stripling? They're setting my guy Joe Maddon up. so that he could at least compete in the AL West. The bigger issue for me is trading the second best player in baseball for not nearly what he's worth, and how we have gotten to a place as fans where we just are like, okay, yeah, like, yay business. Yay. We love it. We love the operational aspect of the business. Now, look, I'm interested in the way that things work too. And I understand ideally you wanting your business that you have as a baseball team to work. But if we're not going to work harder to re-sign players like Mookie Betts, Francisco Lindor, and Chris Bryant, then outside of Mike Trout, who are we going to do that for? Mookie Betts is without question the second best player in baseball. He has been great for the Red Sox. On top of being great for the Red Sox on the field, he's the best right fielder in the game. He's been great for their organization. And yet, it's like, nah. And then what ends up happening, and you're going to see it over the next few days, this is the role that we have in it. We, media, capital M. Over the next few days, people inside the Red Sox organization are going to whisper to people who cover the Red Sox, we just couldn't reach a deal. I don't think he wanted to be here. Oh, well, then the follow-up question is, well, how much did you offer him? To which those people that are doing the whispering are never going to tell you what it is they're doing. So then you have to make a decision as a journalist on whether or not you're going to carry that water. And it's already people doing it. Respected national dudes are already out here carrying the water for the Red Sox saying, well, he didn't really want to be here. My issue with the negotiation part, and I know that we're dealing in fantasy land dollars that are sometimes hard for people to wrap their arms around. You would love it if someone offered you $300 million. But that's a starting point in a negotiation. That doesn't mean that they can't move. You've done it yourself. You interview for a job. They tell you what the starting salary is for that job. Do you just say yes to it? Because you shouldn't. You should at least try to see how much you can get. Because I guarantee you the company started on the low side of what the value of that job is. And it's not that you're not grateful for the opportunity to go get this job that you interview for, but there's also the issue of understanding your worth and fighting for it. And in the case of Mookie Betts, you have a resume that backs up your claim. So if it is true that the Red Sox did offer him $300 million, if you were Mookie Betts, you'd have laughed at their ass too. Bryce Harper got $330 million. I'm better than him. Way better than him. Manny Machado got $300 million. I'm better than him. There's one player in the game who's better than me. My money should be closer to that guy than the other bums that you're talking about. Theoretically. I'll use me as an example. Theoretically, Mitch comes to me, and these are not real numbers. They could be, though. Theoretically, Mitch comes to me and says, we want you to stay here for $50,000 a year. And I go, I was thinking more like $300,000. Mitch isn't then going to be like, nope, we can't make a deal. And I'm also not going to be like, nope, we can't make a deal. There's a number in the middle that's going to make both of us happy. And you work towards getting to it. It's the same thing with Chris Bryant. The Cubs can tell you until they're blue in the face that they have offered Chris Bryant an opportunity to extend it. Him not accepting their terms doesn't mean that he doesn't want to be a Cub. It means he doesn't want to be a Cub at that price compared to the rest of the market.
And Chris Bryant doesn't know what other teams are offering. So it's only the Cubs offering him the money. So that number could be off either way too high or way too low from what his actual market value is. He, like anybody, would like to know, okay, if the Cubs offered Chris Bryant $400 million, you think Chris Bryant would be like, I'm good. No, Chris Bryant would be like, yeah, let's take it. Or $300 million for 7 years. He would take it. But they're not getting to those points. But he would like to say, if you're going to offer me over market value, I would take it.
Right.
You're offering me what I think is under market. Why should I take it? Because you drafted me? That's dumb.
Texas says Harper and Machado are bums compared to Mookie Betts. Yes, they are.
They can't light a candle to Mookie Betts.
Yes. Compared to other players in the league? No. But compared to Mookie Betts, yes, they are.
I don't think people realize how good Mookie Betts is. Maybe because of the Boston hate thing. But he's the top tier.
He's
him
the second best player in the
Trout.
Game.
They're on their own tier. Then there's another tier below that that's far below
and
that.
And they're Brewer fans. What about Yelich? Not until he got to Milwaukee. And there are some questions about that. But fine. If you want to put Yelich in the group with Machado and Harper, cool.
Yeah, it's Trout has his own tier.
Correct.
Betts has his own tier.
Correct.
And then there's some company.
Then there are guys like Machado, Harper. I might even put Lindor closer to the Betts line. But Bryant, he's in that group. Yelich, Arenado. They're all in that kind of next
Chapman
group. So, but my bigger issue is that people so want to cheer for the business. Our team did the right thing business-wise. That we check everyone's money in sports except for ownership. You'll check Bryant's money. You'll check what Mookie Betts is getting paid. And you won't check how much money ownership, whether it's the Red Sox, Cleveland Indians, or Chicago Cubs, have made because of the players that are on the field. It's dumbfounding. I know that there are a lot of different factors on why people believe this, but I've been saying it for years, and it's just getting worse and worse every year. For some reason, there's a group of you who think that in your daily life, you're closer to ownership than you are the player. And it's not true. Your lot in life, mine too, is more akin to the player than it is the owner. And I'm not sure why it's that difficult to see it from the player's perspective. We bend over backwards to try and see it from ownership's perspective, which is ludicrous. Why don't we bend over backwards to try and see it from the people that are more like us? I get that they're more talented than you are, that they were luckier in that respect than you are, even though they worked their ass off to completely get to the point where they can make demands like this. Connor pointed it out, and I think it's a great point. It's another way that those guys are more like you than the people who own teams.
How many people that are owners right now are, in one way or another, Lucky Sperm Club members?
This is what I'm saying.
Like, if you stripped sports out of it and just said, hey, there's a big pile of money here. It either has to go to however many millionaires there are versus 30 owners or 30 billionaires. Who would you rather that money go to? I would think people would say split that money up between the poor, still very rich. But
no, it's definitely not the poor.
Well, yeah, the poor, yeah, poor term. Poorer than the billionaires. Go with the lesser group. They should get to split up that extra money, not the people that already have that much more.
This 712 texter is indicative of what I'm talking about. Because players come and go. Ownership tends to remain the same. Do you know how stupid that sounds? I love you to death, Texter. I love that you texted this show. But you know how stupid that is? Because the owner is here in town. You think that that owner has your best in mind. The 2020 season for the Cubs, the 2020 season for the Indians, the 2020 season for the Boston Red Sox. We're talking about teams that are supposedly still in a window to try and win right now. You're okay with kicking the can down the road and going, nope, you know what? You know who has our best interest at heart? Tom Ricketts. That's who you're siding with. And I don't know if Tom's a bad guy. I'm not here to say that he's bad. All I'm here to say is that's an interesting choice by you. That's who you find some familiarity and similarities with.
You can't break off a little bit for Chris Bryant when you've made, what, $2.2 billion, give or take, since buying the team.
Correct. A guy that's worth it.
And to highlight that point, since 2015, the highest WAR players, of course, Mike Trout, 44-2. Mookie Betts, 35-4. The third person in that list?
Chris Bryant.
27-8. But you see the fall off from Trout to Betts and then to that third tier group because all the rest of the guys are really bunched up with Yelich, Donaldson, Altuve, Lindor, and Arenado. So, yes, trading Chris Bryant also is dumb.
Of course it is.
You're not going to get value for Chris Bryant, and especially if you do what the Boston Red Sox did where they packaged a guy that they wanted to get rid of. So if you package Jason Hayward with Chris Bryant, you're going to get pennies on the dollar.
And Campy brought this up. It's partly our fault, too, that when we do talk about statistical analysis and we have in some ways, like even in a general sense, like looking at Pakoda, we have in some ways dehumanized the guys. We really have.
It's the transactional nature of sports. It's also fantasy sports. It's also video games.
It's gambling. It's all of that stuff. We have. Like, I accept that as a member of the media, capital M. I accept that. But some of us are also trying to tell you, you don't have to put on the cape for billionaires versus millionaires. That's the choice you're making, and it's a bizarre one to me. Be back after this on The Score.
And Chris drives one in the air, deep left field. It's got a chance. Gone. Chris Bryant, a two-run homer to left. Cubs lead 7-1.
That's right. Chris Bryant, all killer, no filler. Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock today. We're going to have a conversation with Steven Nelson of MLB Network. He's going to join us at 1, and we'll get back onto the field and with the rosters as they are in this very moment. But who knows? They could now change. If Mookie Betts can get traded, anyone can get traded. This segment on The Score is being brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Mully from The Morning Show, who lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today, and when you buy your first month of food, you'll get a month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started. It's just, when it comes to seeing guys like Mookie Betts traded, I know that there's still a little bit of romanticism left in me when it comes to baseball, maybe more that than any other sport. Because if you go back, like let's take the Cubs, for example. If you go back and read the books on the building of the 2016 Championship Cubs, and you hear Theo and Jed talking about the types of things that they wanted in the players that they were going to draft, they didn't keep it solely to what the makeup was of a player physically, what the player could do, that they did want to have good citizens. They wanted people to represent the organization well. I think a lot about over the last couple weeks, like right before Cubs convention, I thought about what Cubs fans have been through over the last, I would say, 12 months. You walked into a season with an uneasy feeling because you kind of knew that the manager was going to be gone at some point. So that happens. They start off the season crappy. Were they 1-7 before they came home or something like that? And it seems like the end of the world. You're watching the Brewers get better. You're watching the Cardinals get back to where they were. Now you have to watch the Reds try to get into this thing too. As the season goes on, you don't get what you're expecting from most of the players on your team. There's still the issue of Addison Russell that you as a Cub fan have to figure out and do the mental gymnastics on. Can I root for this guy even though I don't like this guy? Then you're still in it. And the front office goes and signs someone that you think is going to close doors for you in Craig Kimbrell. They give him a long-term deal. And he doesn't perform. Puts you in a worse position than if you did not have Craig Kimbrell. It comes down to the last 2 weeks of the season. You have the Cardinals at Wrigley Field. You can track them down, and you blow it. Kimbrell's a big reason why you blew it, too. At the end of it, then it's, oh, well, now it's clearly time to walk away from the best manager that anyone who is a Cub fan has seen. Let's walk away from him. So you have that loss that you have to deal with. That the guy that brought all the good stuff, when he sat there and said, yeah, we're thinking about the playoffs. That guy's now gone. There's no longer a face for your franchise going into the offseason. They hire David Ross, and you like David Ross a lot, but you don't know if he can manage. Then we get to Cub convention. And then the owner tells you, look, there's a new way that you're going to have to consume Cubs baseball on television. And you're going to have to pay for it. And if you're not willing to pay for it, we want you to work them phones. We want you to get on the phone with your provider and tell them that you need Marquee. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I definitely want to watch the Cubs game and I want to watch Marquee, but I got to do a telethon now? I got to call Xfinity and DirecTV and tell them? Isn't that your job? Then the Cubs are like, you know how we were renovating Wrigley? Yeah, we went over budget by $500 million. Oh, is that going to affect what you can spend on the players? No. Those are separate piles of money. We had the one pile of money over here that we overshot by $500 million. It's not going to have any effect on what happens with the players' contracts. Oh, okay, great. Whew. But you still want me to call about Marquee? Yes, if you could do that, that would be great. Then it's, remember Chris Bryant, how much you loved him? He won a World Series? We might have to trade him. Well, why? Well, because this luxury tax thing, we can't really afford to pay him. Well, wait a minute. When I said a second ago that there's $500 million, you said it was a different pile. No. That money is not this money. Those two piles of money, they're not the same. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can get with the idea of trading Chris Bryant. I mean, if he stayed here, he'd probably be one of the greatest, if not the greatest Cub. But I mean, we still have Javi and all right. I mean, That seems to work. Oh, well then, great. If the two piles of money aren't the same and you can't pay Chris Bryant because, I mean, obviously he's going to cost a lot of money. So I get it. I get what you're saying. You don't want to pay him $30 million. Well, what about free agency? Well, what are you going to do there? Oh, we're not going to really get any free agents. Well, why not? Well, we don't have the money. Well, wait a minute. I was just asking you about the $500 million, and you said it was a different pile of money, and then you're probably going to trade Chris Bryant because he costs too much money. So you're not going to do anything in the offseason other than maybe trade Chris Bryant? Yeah, that's what we were thinking.
Steven Souza.
Sign me up. Sign me up. That's what's happened to you over the last 12 months as a Cub fan.
How much does this also put sitting through the bad years of the rebuild in vain? Because, of course, you got the World Series, and that's the ultimate goal to at least get one of those. They promised sustained success and to keep that window open, and now they voluntarily put you in the dumps, and now they are voluntarily shortening your window by at least 1 year. Even if it's a dip down this year in theory and they go back up next year, they're voluntarily shortening the window because of this.
And they told you to have Chris Bryant down for 12 games would lengthen the time that he's on the team.
Right. Seven's more than six,
but
right?
Five is less than seven.
It is.
And six.
Seven's more than six unless we're like, he's too good. We can't afford to pay him at the end of the seven. So let's trade him and not get proper value back for him. Whose side are you on? Back after this on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.